Welcome, everybody. This is Deborah H. Bateman, founder of Christian Daily Resources, a Christian online ministry dedicated to sharing God's Word, and the author of the books in the Daily Bible Reading Series and Self-Publishing Simplified, How to Publish a Book on Kindle. Thank you for joining the conversation for our author interview series, where we'll be chatting with both self-published and traditionally published authors and showcasing their work. Feel free to tweet at DebBat, D-E-B-B-A-T, to share your aha moments or something you like during the conversation. Tonight, I would like to welcome author Amanda Beth to the show. I met Amanda several years ago online. We both started our blogs around the same time and published our first books around the same time. We became friends and supporters of one another. We had the privilege of meeting face-to-face this past summer, and it was a joy to get to sit down with each other in person and discuss our lives as authors. I would like to introduce you to my friend, author Amanda Beth. Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Thank you for having me on.
It's good to have you as a guest tonight.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. All right, let's jump right in here and get started. I wanted to get you to tell us about your most recent book.
Well, I recently published a devotional book titled The Love Walk. It's a 15-week devotional on 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8. The book is, it's got 15 chapters, 15 weeks, and each week it includes a message, an encouragement, a prayer, verses to meditate on, and then at the end of each week, there are questions to reflect on to help people grow in their love walk.
That sounds really interesting. One of the things I talk about in my book, Self-Publishing Simplified, is finding your passion. Can you tell us what your passion is?
Well, my passion is just following God's will for my life. Each book is led by Him. I ask Him always what He wants me to write, what He wants me to share, what He wants me to publish. So it's just basically sharing His word with others and doing what He's called me to do.
That's good. What do you hope to accomplish by sharing your passion with the world?
Well, I hope not only to direct people to Christ, of course, but also to just help them grow closer in their relationship with God, just to encourage them to draw closer to Him. Live out His will for their life.
Yeah, our passions and missions are very similar to one another, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Tell us what other books you published.
Well, I published my first book in September 2011. It was titled "You Can Have a Happy Family: Steps to Enjoying Your Marriage and Children." The book was basically my marriage testimony and just how God worked to teach me to be a better wife and a better mother, as well as I interviewed and surveyed many different other families and just shared their struggles throughout the book and just how God's word can direct us in our marriage and raising our children.
Lily Brenner.
Welcome, Lily. We've already started the interview, so if you'll just ask you to star six your phone so we can't hear any background noise, and then at the end, if you have any questions, you can unmute yourself and ask questions, okay? Thanks for coming.
You betcha.
Okay, Amanda, can you tell us how you got started writing?
Well, in April 2009, I was leading women's Bible studies in my home, and I felt a strong leading from God to attend a one-day publishing class taught by a local author. It was a self-publishing class, actually. And the class was very informative, and I came home that evening, and I told God that if He ever wanted me to write, that I would pack away the information and save it and just to let me know when. I never imagined I'd wake up the next morning with the title of You Can Have a Happy Family on my heart and all the chapters. And because it was a self-publishing class, I had wrote down the steps that the author shared that you need to take. So I figured if this was God's will, I would take the first step. and see if he opened the door. So I took step one, and I went out, and he opened that door. And then I took another step, and he opened the door, and, you know, kept opening the door. So I knew that this was his will, and he provided every step of the way. So here we are 2.5 years later.
What else do you like doing besides writing?
I love spending time with my husband and children. We really miss each other whenever we're apart. Just the other day, I was actually gone for almost the full day, and like come home, and my kids are like, "Mom, you were gone so long. We missed you." So we really enjoy being together. I also enjoy reading spirit-filled nonfiction and fiction books, and then I really love doing women's Bible studies. It's just a great way to fellowship with other women, and just I enjoy hearing about other people's struggles and sharing my own struggles, and just knowing that you're not alone in this walk with Christ. So it's really encouraging to just get together with other women every week.
What are you working on now?
Well, I'm actually turning my blog series into devotional Bible studies books because I lead women's Bible studies in my home, so we really like discussing like questions in the Bible studies. So I designed the books to have reflection questions at the end of each week, just for group studies to use. So I'm doing that right now. I'm gonna turn. I think I have about 7 blog series that I'm working on turning into devotional Bible studies. I actually have the study called The Full Armor of God, based on Ephesians 6:10-18. That should be coming out probably about February 2013. And I'm also doing another series on my blog I just started last Monday called Preparing for Your Calling, where that probably will eventually be turned into a Bible study as well. And that is about sharing the steps God took me through to bring me into his calling for my life, basically writing ministry.
Okay, Amanda, aren't your books self-published?
Yes, they are.
Okay, can you tell us a little bit about your publishing experience as a self-published author?
Well, originally, because I took the self-publishing class in April 2009, that's how I got started, I felt God wanted me to self-publish, but I didn't feel confident enough to do it. So I originally just started seeking an agent. And I sought an agent for about a year. And then I finally found an agent that was interested, but he told me that publishers normally don't sign, they normally only sign megachurch leaders or men with PhDs for marriage books. So he didn't think I had a big shot at getting signed with a publisher. So he told me to attend this conference that was coming up in Philadelphia, and if I got 2 editors that asked for my manuscript, he would sign me. But then I prayed about it, and I figured, you know, if I went through all that and spent all the money and ended up getting publishers that were interested, why would I need an agent, I guess? So I didn't have the money at the time, so I didn't feel God was leading me to do that. He didn't show me the provision at that time. So I still continued to seek an agent, and then about a month later, I got an agent that was really interested, but this man was very, very unkind towards me, and he wanted to change everything in the book and the title and everything. And I prayed about it, and I just felt like God wasn't leading me in that direction, so I decided that I should just follow what he originally was leading me to do and self-publish, and that he would provide, which he did. But then my book was, I published through CreateSpace, but then when my book was released in September, I had ordered 50 copies, and all of them came ruined. They were all messed up. And I was scared. I didn't know what to do because I had had book signings already booked. I had at Family Christian stores that my book signings were booked. I had a church in Ireland that was already ordering my books, and it freaked me out. Well, at that time, I was in contact with an editor at a traditional publishing house, and I just decided to ask the editor if they would take a look at my book and possibly consider publishing my book, even though it was already published with CreateSpace. Well, the editor said they would look at it, so I sent it to the editor, and the editor really enjoyed the book and actually took it to their investor. But then the investor ended up turning it down because I did not have a big enough platform. So, and God worked out the problem with my CreateSpace publishing. He fixed it, it all worked out to where the covers were fixed, and I ended up getting the 50 copies given back. So it all worked out, so I knew God was leading me to self-publish all along. And so I think that God has been leading me to do my devotionals and just do the self-publishing, what I'm doing right now, to build my platform, and then maybe possibly in the future go the traditional publishing route, if that's His will. But we'll have to see.
Yeah. You just kind of have to take it one day at a time and see what happens.
Yeah.
Don't.
Because you never know. You know, He, sometimes I feel like, you know, He leads you to do something and you just don't want to do it, but you know you're supposed to, and I kind of fought the whole self-publishing route just because, you know, self-publishing, it's a lot more work on, I mean, on your own part. And I didn't feel the confidence with that, but, you know, it just, it actually helped me because I had to rely on God more.
Mm-hmm.
So it did. I can see why He led me to this direction. And also, you know, with self-publishing, I can make my own time schedule. You know, I have 4 kids, and I'm married, and I lead Bible studies in my home, so I can write and I can publish whenever I want. I don't have a schedule that I have to work around.
Yeah,
I don't have a deadline.
You can work it into your schedule, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't have to have a book published every 6 months if I don't have the time, you know?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
It works out.
Cool. Where can people purchase your book?
They can purchase it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's right now, and then they can also purchase it from my website, amandabeth.net, where actually if you are ordering like the Love Walk for your Bible study group, you can. It's best to order it directly from me. There's a link on the front of my website that with each book that you order, the price goes down, and the shipping is already included in it for U.S. residents, and then there's a charge for a charge added for shipping for any other countries. So it's actually cheaper to order it through me if you're going to order it for a small group. And then also, I'm in the process of turning You Can Have a Happy Family and The Love Walk both into audiobooks, which will be available in January on Audible.com, Amazon.com, and iTunes.
Well, that's interesting. I would like to do that myself with some of my books.
You can actually I'm sorry.
A lot of people do like listening to books, you know, read, you know, without. And then people who are blind and stuff like that, it's really good for them. And
So
a lot of people have, if you have different ways for people to get your books, I think you have, you know, more reach that way.
Well, I actually got the idea from my husband because there were several guys at his work that wanted to read our marriage book. And they said, well, does she have it in audio? Because my husband's like, men don't like to read. So I didn't really know how to do the audio, and I wasn't about ready to record it myself. And then I found on ACX.com, they're affiliated with Amazon. You can put your book out there and have people audition for it. And once they audition, you can do you can either pay them, or you can do upfront, or you can do a 50-50 royalty share, which is what I'm going to do because I'm trying to keep the cost low. So it helps and enables you, if you don't have a lot of money, to be able to, you just share the royalty profits with them, and then they publish the audio book for you.
That sounds interesting. How did you go about picking somebody who would do the audiobook for you?
Well, I went on there, and you make an account with ACX, and you put what your book is about, and that you want people to audition, and then they would send you auditions through ACX. They would share just probably, I think it was like first 5 minutes. And you can put what kind of voice you want them to have. Like with the love walk, I wanted it to be just a gentle voice. So it was a woman with just a softer voice. And then with you can have a happy family, I did an encouraging voice. They really wanted somebody to be encouraged throughout it. And the both of the women that have auditioned and I've signed up with are excellent. I mean, it's just incredible how well it sounds on audio. I'm very impressed.
That's great. Okay, I guess now we were going to open up for questions. If anybody has a question, you can star six your button on your phone or press the mute button so you can unmute yourself, and we'll take questions, and they can be questions about self-publishing on Kindle Direct Publishing for me, or Create Space for Amanda, and or about our books. And that's kind of, we're going to keep it with those in those guidelines of what we want to talk about. So if you have any questions, now's the time. I know we didn't do that good. We don't have any questions, but maybe we did. But, Amanda, I just want to thank you for...
Well, I think someone just talked. Someone just mentioned. Lily, did you have a question?
Oh, more. Yeah, I think I did. It was, you start with prayer first, correct?
What was that?
You start with prayer first. What if you, I have felt the leading of the Lord to also enter publishing.
Uh-huh.
And it's through Deborah's book, Self-Publishing, Simplified.
Uh-huh.
And just really need some good pointers, people that I need to start with that could format my book or a book that I've got started. And I just need some direction, and other people praying for me too.
Oh, yes, we'll definitely be praying for you.
Yeah, and also I don't know if you realize it or not, but I am offering coaching for people who want one-on-one help. So, if you want to contact me, I can talk to you about that, and, be able to give you some more specific help, depending on your book and all that.
Right. Okay. Yes, I would like that. Just contact you through your email.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I also want to mention, you mentioned formatting. Mm-hmm. On CreateSpace, that was the problem that really scared me about self-publishing, because I did not have the funds to self-publish. So for me, I couldn't pay for someone to format my book, and I found on CreateSpace they had pre-formatted templates, and I used their pre-formatted templates, and I just played around with it. And I, for my first book, I think I ordered 7 proof copies. I mean, but they're so cheap, I think they're like $3 a copy. With shipping, it's like $7. But just to play around with the formatting, because their formatting, I added my own but used their template. So it really worked out well for me, and it kind of walks you through it. And you can also pay. Mm-hmm. There, through CreateSpace, they do have paid services, too, that they will help format. Like, I didn't want to do my Kindle on my own, especially after formatting my paperback, how much time it took for me. And you can pay. There are people who will do it for fairly cheap, under $100, to turn that book into ebook format as well.
That is excellent.
Yes. It helps when you don't want to, or you don't have the funds to spend a lot on, especially for your first book, because you don't want to spend too much on your first book.
No.
It's because you're getting out there and,
Correct. Well, thank you. That's been helpful.
Oh, you're welcome. Deborah, did you have anything else you want to share?
No, I just wanted to thank you for being with us tonight, and thanks for sharing with us about your books and your publishing experience.
Thank you for having me.
To those who are on the call tonight, and we appreciate your support, and We look forward to talking to you again soon. Now, I would like to ask those who are on the line that they would go over to Amazon and get them a copy of Amanda's book. It is called The Love Waltz. We will talk to y'all later. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.